From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Obama talks unity at a summit in the Saudi Kingdom. President Barack Obama and the U.S. and Gulf state leaders remain united in efforts to destroy the Islamic State group and stabilize the conflict-ridden Middle East. He said they also agree a political solution is needed in Syria. Speaking at the close of Thursday's summit with the six-nation GCC in Riyadh, Obama said one area of tension is in regard to Iran.
Even with the nuclear deal, we recognized collectively that we continue to have serious concerns about Iranian behavior. Our nation's committed to continuing to interdict illegal Iranian arms shipments in the region, impose costs on Iran for its ballistic missile program, and oppose Iran's destabilizing activities in the region. At the same time, as I said at Camp David last year, none of our nations have an interest in conflict with Iran.
The one-day summit focused on the political chaos and fighting in Syria, Yemen, Iraq, and Libya. In the U.S. presidential campaign, Donald Trump is turning his attention away from his Republican rivals and toward Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton, who the billionaire businessman called crooked. Clinton is now campaigning in Pennsylvania, taking aim at her Republican rivals in a general election and their positions on Muslims.
This is dangerous. This is not a free kind of rhetorical flourish. And Ted Cruz talking about religiously profiling American Muslims and having special police patrols to go through Muslim neighborhoods.
The next big contests are next Tuesday. This is VOA News. The U.S. and China are working closely as they continue to look for ways to deter North Korea's nuclear tests. U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Policy Sung Kim in Beijing after meeting with his Chinese counterpart says the two nations work together to come up with tough sanctions imposed on the nation in March.
The U.S. and China remain united in our firm opposition to North Korea's provocative and irresponsible behavior. And on the importance of implementing UN Security Council Resolution 2270 fully and faithfully. And, of course, our common pursuit of complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
The United States has in the past accused Beijing of not doing enough to put pressure on its neighbor. United States Border Patrol agents seized 7 tons of marijuana and a ton of cocaine this week after it had been smuggled through a tunnel underneath the U.S.-Mexico border. The tunnel, the longest ever discovered between California and Mexico, stretched nearly 800 meters from a home in Tijuana, Texas, to an industrial facility in San Diego, California. The entrance in Tijuana lay at the bottom of an elevator shaft built into the home, while the northern end of the tunnel emerged within a fenced-in lot set up to look like a pallet business. U.S. authorities moved on the facility on Monday and Tuesday, arresting 6 people on charges related to trafficking drugs and building the tunnel. The tunnel discovered this week was the 13th unearthed by U.S. authorities along the California-Mexico border since 2006. The face on U.S. currency is changing. Harriet Tubman, an African-American woman credited with leading hundreds of slaves to freedom in the U.S., will replace President Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill. Americans have mixed reactions.
I'm not really in favor of seeing a change made on her. It would be like taking George Washington off and putting someone else on.
I'm quite excited. I mean, minorities are clearly not represented on any dollar bills, on any of our money, and so I think it's a good improvement.
Tubman will become the first African-American featured on U.S. currency and the first woman on paper currency in more than 100 years. In making the announcement, U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew did not indicate when the new bill would actually come to be in circulation. For more on all of these stories, go to voanews.com. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.